Hi, how are you?
I just want to grab it.
Yeah. Are these officers here going to talk to you? Okay. And I can sit here with Jim. Okay. This is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
It's your husband. How are you? My name's Jose Rivera. I'm a detective with the sheriff's office. How are you?
Okay.
You okay?
I just wanted to talk to him.
Uh-huh.
Because his skin, he was hurting me quite a bit.
Uh-huh.
And
are you okay?
So I thought maybe they'd just come over and say, hey, don't do that.
Yeah.
It's not nice.
Are you okay? Are you hurt or anything?
I got a, he threw a TV remote at me.
Did it hit you on the head? Is your head okay? Got a headache or something? Got a cold pack there, huh? Okay, good.
It kind of comes and goes.
Okay.
Can I have my cigarette?
Oh, yeah. Go right ahead. Go right ahead. Don't worry about it.
I'm sorry. I've smoked for
20
years.
No, you know what? You go right ahead.
You know, that's the only thing I have in my life. I don't drink because he drank a lot. And he, now he had a DUI, but now it's all cleared and he's on probation for 5 years. He was probation.
Okay.
So.
No, you go right ahead. Don't worry about it.
I didn't have any liquor around or anything.
Okay. Jackie, can I get your last name?
About 4 or 5 years.
4 or 5 years?
We're renting. My renter, landlady's across the street.
Your landlady lives directly across the street. What, do you know her?
Or get her math.
Did you make her run after her?
She does her honors math or whatever.
Yeah. Good.
A's.
Yeah. So. Your husband's. Wow, you guys were almost born on the same day.
Yeah. Everybody's birthday's in June, her and John.
How long have you guys been married?
36 years.
36 years.
Wow. Yeah. And we have a daughter that's 32 or something. And
really?
A daughter that's 27. In fact, my other daughter's with my middle daughter.
Oh, wow. Could you tell me a little bit about what's been going on today? Did you guys have any problems from the get-go today, or?
Well, what do you mean? What do you mean?
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's start off with the incident tonight that made you call the police.
Yeah.
Could you tell me a little bit about what happened?
Well, this morning, he was kind of, I don't know, he just kind of got upset with me. So I could just stay out of his way.
Yeah, do you know why he got upset with you?
I don't know. Well, he always wanted to make, he felt like, being he lost his job this summer, and he found another one, but it was paid half as much.
Half of what he was making before.
He felt bad.
Uh-huh.
And we started having to go to the county for help and food. And he says, I got enough money to pay the rent.
Uh-huh.
And the utilities are down to low income.
Yeah.
I don't have any money for food, you know. So we've been trying to figure out different ways until either I could get a job or he'd get a different job or something,
yeah.
But meanwhile he really kind of depressed about the way the situation was.
Well, when and was it? I'm
we
sorry.
Were just trying to get, I was trying to say, well, we just do the best we can do.
Yeah.
You know, and we'll get through it. We got through a lot of other years, ups and downs.
Yeah.
And things.
How long ago did he lose his job?
Well, he was working,
uh-huh.
But he was making like $12 or something, which he wasn't real happy about. But he lost his job. He was 14 years, Canale Graphics, and they let him go this summer.
Any reason why?
I have no idea.
He worked there 14 years?
They said that he was a pressman.
Uh-huh.
And his boss said that he was cutting down.
Oh, downsizing.
You know.
Yeah.
And the three presses that he was using was gone. So he was going to save some money by letting my husband go.
Yeah.
And he says, well, gee, thanks.
Do you know when it was he lost that job?
It was sometime this summer.
During the summertime? Okay. And
he's been trying to bring money in down here for his work.
Where is he working at now?
That city, Quick Print or something. It's on the boulevard. It's like it's been there for years and years. It's by 99 Cent Store. Quickie Print or Quick Print.
Quick Print or Quickie Print, okay. And he's been there since the summertime, since he lost the
A couple months, I think. Okay. 3 months, 4 months.
Okay.
We're trying to, you know, my daughter's always been good, great, fantastic, on a roll all her life practically.
Uh-huh. Wow.
And, you know, and she does her best. And good, best daughter in the world, you know.
Good.
I love her. Yeah. She loved me. We talk about everything. I look for school, work every day, you know, and he does too. I mean, we were trying to be good parents and everything, but just sometimes we didn't. Tom and I, you know, just, it's hard when you, we lived here in Thousand Oaks for 30 years.
Uh-huh.
And we lived in another address for like 20 or 30 years, and the landlord says, I'm going bankrupt, so I'll find another place. So
yeah, that's tough.
That's what we found. Yeah. That was in our price range.
Okay. Before he lost his job over at Conejo Graphics, could you tell me how he was? Was he? It seemed like he got depressed after he lost his job. Was he depressed before? Or?
No, I think he was happier.
He was happier?
Yeah, I think he was happier. Of course, you never make as much as you want. You always want to make more.
Oh, yeah, there's you always want to make more because you always want the best.
Yeah. But he was doing all right. We had food and we had utilities and everybody was in Kimberly's school.
Yeah. You mentioned that you guys had to go to the county for assistance.
We were everywhere trying to get some kind of help, and they'd say, couldn't get food stamps because he was making $200 too much or something. And I said, I don't even want to do them. We tried it 1 month while he was looking for a job. It stunk, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, only thing county is basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was trying, I says, trying real hard, you know, and he says, I just wish I'd bring it in more money.
Yeah.
You know, so I was wishing he could do that.
Yeah.
He says, well, everybody does the best they can do.
Yeah, that's. Yeah.
You know, what else can you try? At least you've got a job.
At least you have a job, and that,
you know,
can't say that for a lot of people. You know, they're not even trying. This morning, you mentioned that he was upset.
Well,
do you recall what time you guys got up this morning?
7.
7 o'clock.
I think so, because Kimberly, we had to go to cross country. Where her coach lives.
Did he work today?
Uh-uh.
No, he had the day off today. You guys were going to go to a cross-country meet or something?
We took my daughter there, and then she was there until about 11. She called and said she was ready to come home. So we went and picked her up.
What time did you guys leave this morning?
We should be there at 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
So it was about 8:30, because it takes 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes to get to coach's house.
Okay. During the time that you got up and the time you guys left, how was Tom? Was he upset or was he angry with you or? Did he seem like something was bothering him?
No, he's kind of depressed a little.
Quiet.
He just felt bad because he wasn't bringing as much. He has feelings.
Oh, of course.
You know, he's a guy, I mean, he wants to provide better.
Oh, everybody does.
You know, and he's doing the best he can do.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find a job right now.
Yeah. Did he say anything to you this morning that made you feel that he was depressed or?
No, he was watching football.
He was watching football?
Uh-huh. He was watching it from when it started till whatever.
Till it ends, huh?
Yeah, he likes football. And I basically just check in every so often he's still there.
So you guys left this morning?
Yeah, my daughter took off with my other daughter because they were going to spend the day. You know? So it was just him and I. Okay.
But you guys ended up dropping your daughter off this morning?
No, my daughter. Your daughter? Picked
her up from here? Oh, okay. So you guys didn't end up leaving or anything?
No.
This morning? Okay.
No, and in fact, they have her now in the neighborhood. She was going to spend the night.
Okay. Okay. I'll be better for her.
I would like for him to talk to her and tell her something.
Okay.
And she's just a, she's a, both my daughters that she's with, my Tammy,
Cindy?
Cindy
oh, I'm
is
sorry.
My first one, yeah.
Yeah, Cindy's down in Illinois.
Yep. She's our first spoiled all the time, you know, how first are.
Yeah.
And the second one, too. She's good.
Jackie, what happened after she went to the got dropped off at the coach's house between you and Tom? Did you kind of just stay out of his way or for the rest of the day?
I think he was watching TV.
He watched TV the rest of the day?
I think he was watching TV this whole day.
Did you guys have any arguments throughout the day?
A couple things didn't make him very happy.
What kind of things?
I was asking him if he was planning on putting Halloween decorations. And he says, well, maybe. We have to think about when to do it. And I figured it'd probably be in between games or something, you know. And I says, I don't care if it's a good done the weekend, maybe. And then Kimberly come home and we put them up together or something.
Oh, so you guys put them up?
We haven't put them up yet.
Oh, you haven't? Oh, okay.
All right. We need to think about that.
Any other discussions between you and Tom throughout the day?
No, he just
sat there and watched football?
Pretty much. There was a couple of times that I kind of made him upset.
What was that?
He just said he wanted to watch the game, and I said, and I went into the other room and turned on the TV. Was watching in there, and he would just get upset about a couple of things, and
what kind of things would
he would do? He was hit, he started to just hit me, he just threw the TV remote, you know.
Why did he throw the TV remote at
you? I guess he wanted to hear something.
Were you guys arguing before he threw it at you, or where were you standing when he threw it at you?
Pretty close. I was standing.
Were you guys in the living room?
No, he was in the other room.
In the other, like a bedroom?
Yeah, it's kind of a housey garage, and if he doesn't want to watch TV, what? What we're watching, he goes out in the
garage.
Yeah, and hangs out there, you know.
Man's probably, palace, huh?
Yeah, his little domain, his little area.
Okay. So were you in the garage when he threw the remote at you?
I think I might have been going by and giving the dog some water, food or something.
So you were, and then were you walking by the door or inside the garage?
And I think it was in there.
In the garage. Did he say anything or give you an indication that he was going to throw something at you, or was he angry?
He just, I don't know, a couple things. I just have to be careful because sometimes he just, I can't understand, you know.
Uh-huh.
I just cannot understand. Because I always try to be so positive.
Mm-hmm.
And look for the... And I kept saying, you know, there's always things, you know, tomorrow be different or something, you know. I'll get out of my face or don't bother me or something like that.
Mm.
And we just... Something would... Some word or something I would say.
Would just set him off?
Yeah. Just, you know, and I'd say I'm sorry.
Was today like one of those days where whatever you said just made him angry?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So you didn't say anything to him before he threw the remote at you? Or?
Well, we were talking about lunch or dinner or something.
Uh-huh.
And I asked what he was going to have, what do you want for dinner? If there was anything you want to put out or not, whatever. I asked him if he was going to go anywhere to go out and do anything, and he said no, he wanted to stay here.
Uh-huh.
So I said, fine. Just a couple of times, he just got mad at me.
Uh-huh.
You know?
When?
I do child care and things, and you kind of have to have, I'm not to get angry real fast at me.
Yeah.
I'm not that
it
type
takes
person.
A lot for you to get angry.
Yeah.
Okay.
It really takes a lot, and so I basically take a lot of that crap.
But
I just kind of let it go through, or
walk
away, or go somewhere else.
When you say something. He got when he got upset and angry, was it like verbally or?
He was very. He hurts pretty much.
He likes hurting.
He hurt your feelings.
Like, feelings?
Yeah, he could, he could say a few words that would totally make you feel about this big.
Yeah. So he kind of belittled you?
Yeah.
Okay. Did he say anything to you before he threw the remote control at you? Was he angry when he was...
Yeah, I guess I said something. I don't know.
Did he yell back at you and...
He just said, oh, he took the remote. And he says, oh, God. He says, oh, you got a bump on you. And he takes the remote and he throws it twice at him and he says, must really, what's wrong with you? You got a big bump there, you know. And I says, he says, I'm taking the remote and throwing it against my head and I don't get a bump. And I said, you know, well, I said it kind of hurt a little bit.
So he
went and put some ice.
Yeah. He threw the remote and then picked it up.
Uh-huh.
And then he started bouncing him off his head.
And says, I don't get a bump.
So you saw the bump on your forehead?
Yeah, and it was really surprised. And I says, well, Tom, it kind of hurt, you know?
And then what happened after that?
I went and got some ice, and he was just watching TV.
And he was still in the garage? Okay. And what happened after you got the ice?
I went outside, I think. Or I went back in the kitchen. I went back in the kitchen. Yeah. And he says, oh, the ice pack might help. And I says, oh, I don't know. I think it's going to take a little longer. And he says, well, maybe it can get down before Kimberly gets home, you know. And I said, I don't know about that. So, I mean, he's always sorry.
Yeah. Did he apologize for throwing the remote at
you? Always sorry. Always. He's been that way all my life. Every time something happens, he always apologizes. I mean, we've been together
36 years, huh?
I mean, we've seen a lot.
Yeah.
You know, and you get so you can almost read each other.
Yeah.
You know, so.
What, after you got the ice and you know, he talked about, you know, getting the bump down before Kimberly came home. What happened after that?
I'm sorry. What was that?
After you had gotten the ice for your head, and he kind of mentioned, you know, we got to get the bump down before Kimberly gets home. What happened after that?
Well, I went in to the phone and I called Tammy, Jeff, and I said that it was an answering machine. And I just said, Tammy, your father hit me and I don't think he should have. And I just think that maybe Jeff should try to just say that you don't do this, you know? And then it was an answering machine. And I said, it's your mom. And I said, that I just don't think that Daddy should hit me. And maybe Jeff can talk to him.
Yeah. So you left the message on the answer machine. Okay. And do you recall what time that was?
2:30.
About 2:30. Around early afternoon, 2:30 or so? 3 o'clock?
Something like that.
Okay. And how soon after he had thrown the remote did you make the phone call?
I don't know.
Half an hour?
We talked for a while.
You guys talked for a while? Okay. After you made the phone call, what happened after that?
I was trying to get over to the phone and things, because I don't know my daughter's number.
Uh-huh.
It's on an instant thing.
Oh, like a speed dial?
Okay. So I always just call back, and I don't know what to do.
Uh-huh.
I just don't know what to do.
Okay.
And I don't know what to do.
What happened later this evening? Did you guys get into another argument? No.
I was over here.
You came over here? Do you know what time you came over here?
No.
You know,
I was walking the dog.
You were walking the dog?
Yeah, trying, and she saw it was hurting.
Your neighbor over here?
Yeah, I was trying to act cool, you know?
Yeah.
And she said, oh my God.
Did she ask what happened?
Mm-hmm.
And what did you tell her?
I didn't have to say anything.
She already knew. Okay. And what did you guys do after that point?
I was over here.
You stayed over here? Okay. Did you guys call the police?
No, she did for me. We were going to just see if they would talk to
me. Okay. So she made the phone call? Okay. And did they come over to the house here?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you recall how many officers came to the house?
No. A few.
A few of them. Yeah. And you knew there were police officers because they had uniforms on and badge. And,
yeah.
Okay. Did they question you about what had happened?
Mm-hmm.
And you had told them that Tom had thrown the remote at you? And,
yeah.
Okay. What happened after that point?
I guess I was just talking to him.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't know too much. I guess they were trying to figure out if I was okay or not. I don't know.
Yeah.
Basically.
Okay. What did the officers do after that?
I don't know, I guess.
After they talked to you, did they leave or did they stay with you? Or?
No, I think they went back and forth or something. I think I had some officers.
I'm sorry?
I think I had some officers.
Okay.
A couple or something. They went back and forth.
They were in and out of the
house. I guess there was gunfight or something.
Did you hear anything? Did you hear any gunshots or anything? You did? Where were you at when you heard the gunshots?
She told me to get in the house and he was after me.
That Tom was after you?
Yeah.
Okay. What else? Is that your neighbor that told you that? Where were you at when she said that?
I was just with her.
Were you guys out front or out front? And was this after the officers had talked to you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they left and then you guys kind of went outside also?
I don't know. I think... I think they said to get in the house.
The officers told you to stay in the house?
I think they did.
Okay. Where were you at when you heard the gunshots? Were you inside the house? Okay. And how many did you hear?
I don't know.
I'm sorry?
I don't know.
You don't remember? Okay. Did you see Tom at all during this time?
I don't know.
You don't remember?
Maybe just an instant.
And
I just know that, oh, wow, I can't believe this. I just can't believe this. I mean, you just...
What was Tom doing when you saw him for that instant? Was he out in front of...
I guess he was talking.
Do you recall who he was
talking? They said he was after me.
They told you he was after you? Where was it you saw Tom? Was it out in front of here, this house?
I don't know what house.
You don't
know? He was just out.
He was just outside when you saw him?
Out
in front somewhere?
I don't know what my cat's doing at my house. Probably.
He followed you over here.
Behind the dog.
Do you remember what Tom was wearing when you saw him? No.
No.
Do you remember if he was carrying anything with him? Holding anything? Okay. And then you just came back. You came into the house here and you stayed here?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you hear any more gunshots after that? You don't remember hearing any more gunshots? What happened after that? Do you remember? You don't remember? Did some other officers come to the house after that?
I was trying to get my, I wanted to call Tammy and cigarettes. I wanted to get my cigarettes.
Yeah.
And person. Go back home. Yeah. I want to go back home.
Do you remember if Tom came over to the house here?
I don't remember.
You don't know?
Okay. I don't.
Okay. But you do remember hearing gunshots, but you don't recall how many?
Mm-hmm.
More than one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was more than one.
Okay. Right. Had Tom been drinking at all today?
No, he's sunk. He doesn't have, we don't have any liquor around.
Okay.
Because he had DUI.
Yeah, for the DUI. Yeah.
And so there was no liquor around at all.
Okay.
And he was real good on his probation, and they gave him so he don't have to go in now and everything. And he was signing. He still had a couple more years.
And he on the probation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then he'd be done with it.
Yeah.
Okay. And
so you've been here in this house ever since you came
pretty
home,
much
since your
either
neighbor's
this house.
Okay. After your neighbor had seen the injury on you, did you stay here for the rest of the?
I was at the first house.
Before you came over here. Okay. But after you came over here, did you go back to the house at all?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
All right.
I just want to try and get a couple of things now. I just want to go home.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what to do. I just don't know what to do.
Yeah. You just want to get some things out of there?
Well, I wanted to let my daughter know where. Uh-huh. And I can't remember a number in my purse. It's on an instant dial.
Do you know Tammy's last name? And maybe
but it's really weird, and they don't have they have an unlisted because he's in computers and.
Oh.
And so he's kind of. I mean, he doesn't have to.
Yeah.
Tammy works at Albertsons.
Oh, does she?
Uh-huh.
Do you know if she's working right now?
No, she's with my daughter.
Oh, okay. Albertson's over here off of Jams.
Yeah, for 10, 12 years.
Okay.
Worked her way up.
Yeah, you find out where her phone numbers are in the house so we can get her daughter's phone number for her.
It's on a speed dial. She doesn't know the number.
It's all.
Her daughter works over at Albertson's, so maybe we can get her to them.
Well, they're not there now.
Yeah.
They're at home with my daughter.
Does it show up on the speed dial, or is it just a...
No, you just...
Has her name on it?
No, it's, you just push that bottom thing and zero is what she
The bottom
is.
Number and zero, ma'am? Does it have her name on it, or?
There's a bottom. No, it's not enough room on the numbers.
And what's her name? Right back.
And my cigarette. I should have just kind of grinned and buried it.
Oh.
Like, no, no.
Has stuff like this happened before?
Well, yeah.
Where he's hit you? And...
and you just, I just do something else, or, you know, here and there, you know, married couples, you know, how it goes.
Yeah. Have the police ever contacted you guys regarding a domestic or anything?
Yeah, no.
Were
no, whenever, whenever, a long time ago, we're talking like 10 years ago or
about
something,
10 years ago.
You know, okay. When he was drinking and stuff, you know, they would come and maybe talk.
Yeah.
And then, but that was a long time ago.
Yeah. How many times do you think he's hit you in the past? Just,
quite a bit here and there.
Have you ever had to go to the hospital or go to the doctor or anything?
No, I just kind of...
Just kind of take care of it yourself?
Okay.
What kind of injuries has he left before? Like bruises or...
Bruises. I just, like, pulled my hair out. Different stuff, like just
has he punched you before?
Whatever, choking, whatever.
Choking?
Yeah, he's pushing through the screen. I went through a screen.
Went through a screen?
Yeah, a couple weekends ago, or a month ago.
About a month ago.
Lost my wedding ring, half of my wedding band.
Oh,
back
you're kidding.
When you, I can't find it.
When you went through the screen?
Yeah, I know, I didn't hunt it for it. I couldn't find the rest of the lot of my wedding band.
What screen did you go through? The front door or the rear door?
That back.
The back?
Garage.
The garage door?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because of... It just basically was sitting up there because... Well, our landlord wouldn't put it up yet.
The landlord put it up?
Hadn't put it up,
oh,
so it was sitting on, just like you hit in the sun.
Oh, okay.
So,
do you know if Tom has any guns or anything in the house? Or
no, all that has hit the trail a long time ago.
A long time ago.
Yeah, my family took it and kept it. And they said whenever. Whenever.
Yeah.
You know, but there's no need.
Do you know if he carries any knives on him or anything like that? Pocket knives?
Nothing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Has he ever threatened you with any knives or guns or?
Well, a couple of times.
Is he?
You know, but he'd always say sorry. You know, I don't know what my aunt, my cat's doing at home. My dog.
Oh, he doesn't like me no more.
Usually he likes the cat box. You know, if somebody's not around.
Okay. But he's never threatened you, like, with a knife or weapons? Any objects?
Yeah, different. No, no. Mm. I've had lots of weird stuff stuck in my face, but...
What kind of weird stuff?
Yeah. Like a broom. Handle.
A broom handle?
Or, you know, something weird.
But as far as your past incidents of where you guys argue and he hits you and stuff, it's mostly punching and...
Pushing.
Choking, pushing, pulling your hair and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Has he ever cut you or broken anything? No? Okay. Do you know if he's ever been violent with anybody else?
No.
No.
No, just me.
Just you?
I loved him.
Yeah.
And he loved me. You know, I can't figure it out.
Yeah.
I just can't figure it out. I mean, it's really hard, you know, you lose your job, you lose your
life. Yeah.
A few years back. You know, we lived here all these years.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough when you lose your job like that after so many years.
Yeah. It took me a while to kind of get myself together after losing the house. Mm-hmm. We moved a whole mile because we only lived a couple blocks
up. Oh, really?
Up.
Wow.
And then my daughter, she still wanted to go to T.O. because my other girls went. And so she's just been the best and the greatest and on her own and real proud. And both of all my daughters have been really good, but different as night and day.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
No.
And Tom, we'd have fun, you know, we'd all have fun, and then it just seems like for some reason there'd be just something. I couldn't feel it, just something would just get to me. Just eat at him, or just hurt him. I was trying, you know, I said, you know, always name calling, you know, sometimes
What kind of names would he call you?
A lot of things that really kind of hurt you, you know, and you just kind of say, let it go through one ear and out the other.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of name calling and stuff like that.
I see. Kind of just let it slide off your back. And
yeah. Go watch a movie or go to sleep, you know. My daughter, she's always up with homework till 11 or 12, doing homework every day. Because she works, you know, she makes A's and stuff.
Yeah.
And, but she's, and then cross country she has this year.
Do you remember what time you came over here?
I have no idea.
No idea.
I have a watch, but I just don't
remember. You just don't remember. When you last saw Tom, he was he still in the garage?
As far as I know. Because he would spend most of the day in there.
Oh.
Because
does he have like a couch or a chair in
there?
Yeah,
he's got his old couch he just kind of kicks back on, lays on, falls asleep. You know, and I got a couch in the living room and stuff.
But he spent most of his day to day in the garage watching TV. As far as you know, does he have any knives or anything in the garage?
Mm-mm.
No. He didn't threaten you with a knife today? No.
No, just the remote.
Just the remote? You have to do that?
Yeah, that's what he got me with right here. He said he was sorry. He says it looks like it does hurt. And he said, why don't you put ice on it?
Uh-huh.
And I said, okay, I would. And I said, it didn't hurt.
I don't think I have any more questions for you. If I do, I'll probably come back and ask. They're going to try to get a hold of Tammy for you. That way we can have her come down here and be with you.
I'd like to go home.
Yeah. Unfortunately, right now.
I don't know what's going on. I just don't know what to do. I mean, Kim, really, she has her friend, you know, kids, friends, girlfriend. She's always on the phone with her girlfriend, you know, 15, that age, you know, the kids are.
Yeah.
And everything. So basically, Tammy's the only family I have that's here.
That's here.
My mom is back in Illinois.
Uh-huh.
And my oldest daughter Cindy, she's back in Illinois too. My other relatives are back there.
Okay. All right. Has Scott been talking with you?
Yeah.
Okay.
You
no, I'm done talking with Jackie.
Are you?
Yeah. If I have any other questions, I might stop by and, okay, and ask her. They're trying to get a hold of Tammy.
They're going to do that?
Yeah.
Thank you.
That way she could have her come down. And
they were talking about taking Kimberly out to dinner, and if she cleaned their apartment, she was going to let her get some money. She needed some tinnies.
But they're about $50.
Uh-oh.
$40, $50. So Tammy says, well, you clean our apartment.
You know. We'll get some money, huh? Alrighty.
And they were going to go to dinner
Jackie,
or something.
I have to go to the rest. Jackie?
Yeah.
Go to the restroom, and I'll come back out and smoke with you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, we can't go home yet, so don't even try to head out the door yet.
My cigarettes are at home.
They're not gonna let us.
Years ago, Jack.
Well, he was. Sometimes he'd choke me, or sometimes he.
Did he choke you again a couple of days ago?
Yeah. Hit me, and I put my hand up to protect myself, and got a couple bruises there, but I figured I'd just go with the fall.
Okay.
What did he tell you he was going to do to you, Jackie? And nobody was going to know. What did he say?
Yeah, he was going to kill me.
He told you he was going to kill you?
And he told me that, too.
He told you the same thing?
Yeah, and that's why I called tonight, because I was afraid he was going to really do it. Now I feel so guilty because I called. He's been, it's gotten worse, like every other day now.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be a good human being if I wouldn't have called.
Yeah. I mean, how would you have felt if you didn't call, if something did happen to Jackie?
That's what I told him.
He said, you know, he was telling me that I was going on the walls and banging the walls and slamming doors and things, and I don't do any of that. I don't know why he even was saying anything like that. Mm-hmm. I was up and down the middle of the night because I had a hard time sleeping.
When did he say that to you?
Yeah, he just was telling everybody that I was banging
that
walls. And
someone over there.
Yeah, I'm crazy.
And if he hit her again, that was it.
I said, God, I don't think so.
So do you think the times that he's hit you, has it been getting more frequently recently? Yes?
Well, basically, it just would be what the subject was. I mean, what would come up. I mean, sometimes we can go a week or something, and everything's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Just great, nothing. And there's something. Just be upset with the news or,
yeah,
you know. Most of the time, though, I mean, we were doing all right. Kimberly, she was going to school all the time. Never missed a day of school.
Could you remember has he gotten more violent recently with you? He has.
But I just stay out of his face.
Yeah.
I mean, I love him. He's my husband. And you grandparent, you know. It's a wedding. I mean, we were married. 65 GTO.
Yeah. Well,
you know,
Jackie, it's not right for him to hit you that way, though. There's no reason for him to hit you.
I told you, love doesn't hurt, Jackie.
That's right.
And I wasn't working right now either, which so, I'd probably get a few bucks.
Everything's her
that's,
fault.
You know what, Jackie? That's not a reason for him to hit you.
They go to Manna and they gave her food that he didn't like. He'd smack her around and make her return the Manna food to the grocery stores.
That's not right, Jackie. So don't think you did anything wrong. You didn't do anything wrong. There's no reason for anybody to have to put up with that.
Well, I have
Let me ask you this. How would you like if your daughter got married and her husband beat her? Would you put up with that?
What did I tell you, Jackie?
No.
I said that to you.
No.
She can't even call her daughters anymore because her daughters don't want to hear it from her because she never does anything. It took you how long to trust me?
Yeah,
no. I'm just sorry, Jackie.
I just don't know.
You have no reason to be sorry.
No. No? Tell them how long you've been beaten for, Jackie. Total years.
Well, when he was drunk.
It doesn't matter, Jackie. It wasn't
far back.
Well, when he was drinking, 10 years. 10 years.
You said more than that. You said since Tammy was born.
Yeah.
Is that where it started?
He was drinking. So he was drinking for about 10 years, mm-hmm. And he got a couple DUIs.
And I feel sorry for her because people think that she's on alcohol and drugs and everything because the way that she is, and it's just you can't even think. She can't go to the store unless she has her own phone number in her pocket.
He was drinking like 12 or 24 things a day or 9 beer. And then he'd fall asleep and then we just kind of tippy-toe around until he woke up next morning. He always said he was sorry. Couldn't remember what he was doing, but he was sorry. And for a while, we just took beanies.
And tonight it would have been worse because Kimberly's not home. He doesn't do it so much of the daughters, or he takes her in the garage and beats her in the garage. But you know what the daughter says to her is, Mom, if you wouldn't open up your mouth and not speak at all, Daddy wouldn't have to hit you. Jackie, you'll be a person again. I told you were dying inside. You've changed so much.
No. I just don't know what to do.
You'll be okay.
You'll be okay, Jackie.
I'll be your friend. I promise you, Jackie.
You got good friends here, Jackie. You got a really good friend here that's watching out after you.
Well, I just took it the other time. He's the only reason he
but
got
Jackie,
caught
there's no it. Reason for you to have to take this.
You know.
That's the problem. There's no reason for you to have
kind
to take
grin
all this.
And bear it.
No, you don't grin and bear it.
Because
that's ridiculous.
It is. She can't think. She can't walk. She counts how many cigarettes she smokes. He'll steal her cigarettes if she smokes too much. He beats her.
That's not, I mean... You shouldn't have to grin and bear it. There's no reason for him to do that to you.
He was supposed to be on...
I couldn't let it happen no more.
All right, I'm sorry to interrupt. I was here talking to you earlier about...